Saturday, August 27th, 2022. Welcome everybody to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This will be my WWE Clash at the Castle predictions episode. Clash at the Castle takes place 1 week from today, but I will be leaving for Chicago this upcoming Wednesday, so I'm going to be... I figured I'd do the predictions episode for Clash at the Castle today for you guys. So if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. Like I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast, and I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. As always, follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out the Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. And head on over to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Definitely subscribe to the channel, as I will have tons of live videos from our experience in Chicago this coming weekend for AEW's All Out weekend. So WWE Clash at the Castle takes place live 1 week from today, Saturday, September the 3rd, at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, Wales. This will be WWE's first major stadium event to take place in the United Kingdom since 1992's SummerSlam. So this is a huge deal for the United Kingdom. I think this pay-per-view is going to be a WrestleMania-style pay-per-view. Just because the historic moment of it. Like I said, they haven't had a pay-per-view over there, a historic pay-per-view since SummerSlam 1992. And the Principality Stadium, that's a huge stadium. I'm going to pull up the ticket sales for you guys. This will be via, at WrestleTix on Twitter. If you don't follow WrestleTix on Twitter, definitely follow them. They do a great job at, posting updates about, tickets and pre-sale codes. They have a Patreon. It's only $2 a month. I'm a part of the Patreon. So definitely check out, WrestleTix on Twitter, and I'm going to pull up the current sales of the tickets for this Clash at the Castle event, and from WrestleTix, so it looks like on July 15th, they had sold 60,000 tickets for Clash at the Castle. They have a current setup of 71,000, so man, I could see them reaching like 72,000, announcing like 80,000, because it's WWE, they always inflate the numbers, but still, 60,000 tickets, that's great for WWE in the United Kingdom. Let's go down to match card here. So, we have 5 matches currently announced. It's possible they add more matches, this coming Monday on Raw, or this coming Friday, but like I said, I'll be out of town, so I won't be able to do this predictions episode for you guys. So, as of now, 5 matches, on the card. We have the Intercontinental Championship. The Intercontinental Champion, Gunther, he's defending against Sheamus. This is going to be a huge match for the United Kingdom. They've been playing this a lot that Sheamus has never won that Intercontinental Championship. You know, you got Gunther, who's undefeated, looks like $1 million. At first, I wasn't keen on the name Gunther, he was always Walter to me, but Gunther, he's been doing it, man. He's been doing it big in WWE on SmackDown. Now, who wins this match, right? On the one hand, Sheamus has never won that Intercontinental Championship, and he's a veteran. But on the other hand, you got Gunther, newcomer to WWE, was unstoppable in the NXT UK. I think Gunther should continue to be unstoppable in WWE. So I'm going to pick Gunther to retain the Intercontinental Championship here. I think they're going to have a hell of a match. And I can't wait to see that go down. But my pick to win is Gunther. We have a grudge match. It's Riddle versus Seth freaking Rollins. You know, this feud has been going on since Randy Orton had to go out with the injury, the back injury. Riddle this and Seth Rollins, this feud has been building and building, and it's going to culminate at Clash at the Castle. As far as who wins this match, I kind of feel like Riddle needs a big-time win. Seth Rollins is bulletproof. He can lose this match. It's not going to do anything to Seth Rollins. But Riddle is the future, and they need to build the future up. So I'm not the biggest fan of Riddle, but my pick to win at Clash of the Castle is Riddle. We have a 6-women tag team match. It's Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Asuka taking on Bayley, Io Sky, and Dakota Kai. Now this is going to be a great match. I feel Asuka, Bliss, and Belair do not need to win this match. I think Bayley needs to win because this is Bayley's return after injury. Dakota Kai and Io Sky are just phenomenal. With Bayley, I think they will be unstoppable. So I do believe Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky win this match here. And I need to look up the women's tag team tournament. I don't know if that culminates at Clash of the Castle or not. Let me see here. I'm going to try to pull that up, the women's tag team tournament. Okay, so the finals. Okay, so it looks like the finals are going to take place Monday on Raw. Okay, so it's going to the finals for the women's tag team tournament take place this Monday on Raw. It's going to be Io Sky, Dakota Kai taking on Raquel and Aaliyah. Yeah, I could see Io Sky and Dakota Kai winning those women's tag team championships on Raw, heading into Clash at the Castle as WWE Women's Tag Team Champions alongside Bayley. And I think what we'll get is Bayley, Dakota Kai, Io Sky defeating Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Asuka. They beat them up post-match, and maybe we get a returning Naomi and Sasha Banks to WWE at Clash at the Castle, have that big moment, that big return in front of the 60,000-plus in Cardiff, and then you can set up Sasha Banks, Naomi versus Dakota Kai, Io Sky to determine the real WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. For the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, it's Liv Morgan. She's defending her SmackDown Women's Championship against Shayna Baszler. Now, I don't, you know, I'm a huge fan of Liv Morgan. You know, her run hasn't been the best. Not her fault. That has to do with the booking. Shayna Baszler, you know, she's in the same league as Ronda Rousey. So this is going to be a big test for Liv Morgan. I think Liv Morgan needs to win this match. I think Liv Morgan needs to, and not like the way, you know, she won against Ronda Rousey with all the controversy. I think she needs to have a defining moment at Clash at the Castle. You know, it's a 60,000-plus Cardiff. This needs to be Liv Morgan's defining moment that she should have had over Ronda Rousey. But on the other hand, I could see Shayna Baszler winning with help via Ronda Rousey. But my gut says Liv Morgan retains the SmackDown Women's Championship at WWE Clash at the Castle. And before I get into the main event, I'm sure there's going to be, like I said, I'm sure we're going to get other matches made for this. I don't know if there's any reports on rumored matches that might take place. Let's see. I could see, like I said, I could see some more matches being added. Let's see here. I think we're going to get Edge versus Finn Balor. I think that'll be a great match that they could add. I don't know if they have any reports on that, but I could see that happening, or I could even see maybe we get a mixed tag match, you know, maybe Edge and Beth Phoenix to take on Rhea Ripley and Finn Balor. That'd be cool. So maybe that happens. But yeah, the main event for Clash at the Castle is for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. I believe that's the official name. It's the head of the table, the big dog, the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. He's defending his undisputed WWE Universal Championship against the hometown hero, Drew McIntyre. Now, Roman Reigns has been Universal Champion for, oh my God, how many days now Roman Reigns has been Universal Champion? I want to look it up, get the official number. 700 In 25 days, Roman Reigns has been WWE Undisputed Universal Champion. Now, yes, Drew McIntyre was WWE Champion, but he was WWE Champion during the pandemic era. So he didn't get a you know, an official title reign in front of the fans, right? Drew McIntyre is one of the main reasons we're getting this UK pay-per-view. Okay, Drew McIntyre played a huge role in this UK pay-per-view. Now, it's very interesting in WWE now, because Triple H is in charge, and in my book, you got three top dogs on SmackDown right now. You have Roman Reigns, you got Drew McIntyre, and you got Karrion Kross. So, you know, how do you play this out, right? I know there was reports that Raw wants a champion on their show as well. That's why, you know, it's always hard when you unify titles, when you unify your top titles, but you have split rosters. You have the SmackDown roster, you have the Raw roster, right? So, I think what we're going to get is the end of Roman Reigns' title reign. Okay, because this is pretty much the WrestleMania UK show, when you think about it. 60,000 fans, it's in a stadium. Drew McIntyre's your hometown hero. What better way to send the crowd home happy than Drew McIntyre defeating Roman Reigns for the WWE Undisputed Championship in Cardiff? And that's not going to hurt Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns has been champion for 725 days. This man has defeated everyone. Brock Lesnar on multiple occasions. Kevin Owens, the Demon Finn Balor, Edge, Bryan Danielson. This man has defeated everyone. There's no one else for Roman Reigns to face meaningfully than The Rock. And that's your WrestleMania match. And if that is your WrestleMania match, you don't need Roman versus The Rock for the title. Doesn't need a title. The story is there. It's the head of the table. It's the fight for the true head of the table. So, my prediction for WWE Clash at the Castle and the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship match between Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre is that Drew McIntyre will defeat Roman Reigns and become the WWE Undisputed Universal Champion. And I think maybe this can be Roman Reigns' time to take another little break, spend time with his family, rest up. The man's nonstop all the time. He took a little rest over the summer, but it wasn't that long. Or if he doesn't take a break, you got the storyline with the Bloodline. You know, he can blame Sami Zayn. He can blame the Usos. So there's so many stories you can tell with Roman Reigns without him being WWE Undisputed Universal Champion. So my prediction, Drew McIntyre defeats Roman Reigns at Clash at the Castle, becomes WWE Undisputed Universal Champion, and then you can get Drew McIntyre defending his newly won championship against Karrion Kross. And there you go. So there you go, folks. That has been my WWE Clash at the Castle predictions episode. Like I said, WWE Clash at the Castle takes place live next Saturday, September the 3rd, from the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, Wales. And it is a UK show, so it will kick off. The kickoff show will be at noon Eastern, and the show will start at 1 p.m. So it's a matinee show, and that's great. 1 p.m. show, and I think it's going to be a great show. Like I said, I will be in Chicago for AEW All Out weekend, but I'll definitely check it out on Peacock. Well, next Saturday, it's WWE Clash at the Castle. Will Roman Reigns continue his reign as WWE Undisputed Universal Champion? Or will Drew McIntyre claymore his way into the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship in front of his hometown crowd. And will Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Asuka take out Bayley, Dakota Kai, Neo Sky? Will Bayley, Dakota Kai, Neo Sky show that they are in control of the women's division in WWE? And will we fill the glow with the boss and get a returning Naomi and Sasha Banks? Will Riddle finally shut up Seth freaking Rollins? Or will Seth freaking Rollins curb stop Riddle out of WWE? And will Gunther retain the Intercontinental Championship? Or will Sheamus finally win that title he's never won? And Liv Morgan faces one of her toughest challengers to date, Shayna Baszler. Will Shayna Baszler put Liv Morgan to sleep? Or will Liv Morgan show everyone that she is not a transitional champion? And continue to show everyone that Liv is WWE. We'll find out all the answers to this live next Saturday. It's WWE Clash at the Castle. Till next time.